At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
For the second straight week, my only frustration around the entire Shador conversation is I think people who are partial to Shador have enough evidence to go ahead and say, hey, I think this is really interesting. Let's keep doing this. And I think the people who are, I don't want to say against Shador, but against Shador, have enough evidence to say this is why he'll never be anything.
But I do think where both sides meet in the middle is the idea that we'd rather see Shador for the rest of the way than not.
I don't know that.
Is that conversation starting to flip?
Yeah, because there were.
That's a sad point if that's true.
I don't get that. I don't get anyone who feels like they need to see more of Dylan Gabriel, especially when Dylan came in for one play yesterday and on a first and 20, threw it to the line of scrimmage, and then it was second and 20.
Yeah.
Like that one play screwed that drive. I'm not saying that Shador would have all of a sudden made it. Now you convert, and then I'm saying he at least given you a chance. I think that threw two games of Shador, what is it, six or seven games of Dylan. I honestly don't know how there are any Browns fans looking at this and go, we actually did have somebody, I can't remember if it was on the 92 Through the Fan YouTube chat or whether it was on Twitter. They're like, man, I'd love to see what Dylan could do in a better surroundings. And I'm like, you're seeing it. The surroundings don't matter to Dylan. Could he be slightly better? Well, yeah, I'm sure. Any quarterback could be slightly better with a better offensive line and better weapons. Mm-hmm. But the point is, the scheme isn't holding him back. That is a quarterback that is afraid to throw farther than 5 yards down the field.
Right, right.
And we saw it in one play. With Shador, I don't know if Shador's going to be able to pick up everything he needs to whether it's read offenses, call out coverages. I give him credit that he probably can. I don't know definitively can. I give him some leg up because, football DNA and whatever. But I've at least seen the physical plays. The throw to Fannin, the throw to Bond. Honestly, even the throw to Judy, I think the wind just caught it. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing enough throws that I'm like, well, I'd like to see more of that. I don't understand how people don't look at that and go, well, I like throwing the ball down the field, so I guess we'll rock with Shador for five more games.
The game is built on big plays. You have to make big plays, and he gives you that opportunity. Now, the disappointing part for myself, Nick, is I thought he was Stefanski-proofed. I thought that there was no way that Shador could fall susceptible to trying to have those golden handcuffs that I think they put Joe Flacco with, and the same thing he did with Dylan Gabriel, where it's just you're going to throw 5 yards and you're going to be happy about it and you're going to like it. In the second half of that game, what I think happened, and Shador talked about it in the postgame, he overthrew Jerry Jeudy the very first drive, and I think that shook him in a way because the wind was such a factor, and I think he just there was a part of him that just said, okay, fine, I'm not going to make a lot of big plays, I'm not going to do that. And in the second half, whether it was Stefanski or whether it was Shador just not going rogue or doing whatever you want to say in order to take those shots, he didn't take the shots that I know he typically would take. And so that was a little bit of a surprise, but I don't think it's going to be something that stays with him. I really don't. I think yesterday was the exception, not the rule.
The only thing I would say is, if you're Kevin Stefanski, how is that not what you want to see out of Shador? Play within structure 80% of the time and 20% of the time. Now, again, this was probably play within structure 90% of the time and 10% of the time go off script. But if you're Stefanski, I think you should be incredibly impressed because Shador did stick in the pocket. Even the completion where his arm got hit, and it, honestly, he was a little lucky it didn't get intercepted. Like, Shador stood in the pocket in the first half and delivered, even though a lot of the ones that he was delivering were 5-yard passes or 10-yard passes.
So what I would do is I would remind Shador, honestly, what I would do is I would take the Adam Schefter report from over the weekend that happened on Saturday, and I would highlight the part where it explicitly states what the Browns loved about what they saw in the Raiders game. They loved two things, and one of those things, Nick, was that big pass to Isaiah Bond. Like, the people that are making these decisions love that you made that throw. Keep making those type of throws. Don't let yourself get, I don't know, even doubt yourself based off of weather and what happened with the Bond play. Like, keep doing what you had to do. It shouldn't be that hard.
Oh, I don't think, you know, listen, I thought the game plan in the second half was booty cheeks, and I think it set the offense up to fail, which stinks. Because the offense, at least for one half of football, played well enough to win. But I don't think yesterday was some sort of push and pull between Stefanski and Shador. I think Shador did what Stefanski wanted to do, and I think that's okay. That's going to have to be okay for 80% of the game. Like, that is what you're getting.
We still have to see some of that other 20%, and we didn't see that in the second half. And so, that's where I would tell Shador.
Wasn't there one downfield attempt?
The one that got caught up in the wind, but
that counts.
Yeah, I guess so. But I need to see Shador go back to what we know he can do. And that's the thing. I don't want to see him get bogged down by a Stefanski offense that I've seen this happen to Dylan. I think about it with Dylan. You know, Coach Riz tells me all the time, he's like, go back and watch the Oregon tape. Night and day different from what he was with Stefanski. And he doesn't mean that as a positive. He means more the idea that Dylan would actually stretch the field and Dylan would actually throw the ball. And then he got with Stefanski and he didn't do that anymore. And I don't want to see that happen to Shador. I don't think it will. In perfect conditions, I don't think it's possible to have that happen, but it clearly happened yesterday.
Now let's go ahead and play. So there was a report on, it was actually Saturday, the report that the Browns are open to sticking with Shador for a considerable amount of time, which I thought was the okayest part of that. Like, well, yeah, they should be.
It was an odd report. It was an odd way to put the report because it's like, oh, no, duh. Guy plays well. He keeps his job. What are we doing here?
But Stefanski was asked about that yesterday after the game. Here's what he had to say.
When you say that Shador will start next week, are you still taking this week by week, or are you prepared to say that he's kind of your guy?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into all that, Mary Kay, other than to say we all have to just play better.
All right, I also want to get to something he said today. And so again, that was yesterday after the game. Today, he was asked if Shador is still week to week, which we're going to get to. It's Stefanski 01 from today, which we're going to get to in just a second here. Because Kevin has been given multiple opportunities to shoot down or to side with the report, and he sidestepped it. But here's Stefanski from today.
The notion of kind of just not looking beyond this week, is that still your strategy for this? And what is the thinking behind that?
Yeah, I'm just dealing with our football team week to week, but I'm pleased with his progress. He knows he wants to continue to get better and better, and that's the right attitude to have, and that's why we'll continue to work.
I think this Tennessee game sets up to be the game that can push Shador over the top in Stefanski's eyes. If he can keep doing what he did in the first half of the San Francisco game, while also continuing to do what he did in the Raiders game, which is make big plays down the field.
Yeah, and it should be set up very nicely for him. Like, if I was Shador and I'm like, wait, what game am I going to bet everything on? The Tennessee game is the game you want. Like, getting to the Tennessee game was the goal. Now you get to, like, he should have a chance to tee off, you would imagine, against a really bad Tennessee team. I mean, they're going nowhere fast. So, like, getting to this spot mattered. But I did think it was interesting that their report suggested that the Browns were going long-term here, and Stefanski clearly didn't go that direction.
Did you want more from Stefanski?
Kind of. All this tells me is that Stefanski doesn't talk to Adam Schefter, is what this tells me. Like, I don't know who in the front office, I don't know who around the Browns is the one talking to Adam Schefter, but it's clearly not Kevin Stefanski, because that's not how he sees it.
I'm still not I'm still not concerned that they haven't stepped up and just been, Shador's got it the rest of the way as long as he's healthy. I'm not concerned. But I do think, yesterday was, and this is tough to say because it's a Browns misery Monday. You got blown out. I understand if you don't feel this way as
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A fan, I think you saw steps in the right direction, continued steps in the right direction from Shador, and it's all the stuff we tend to not care about. It is operational stuff. It is take the easy plays that are there, and there are going to be more easy plays that he has to hit even from there. But I think if you combine the Raiders game and the Niners game, man, do I think you have a chance to kind of meet what Stefanski wants and what we want as fans, and just be interesting the final five games of the season.
There's been a spot in each game, Nick, where I've looked and said, okay, I've seen enough for today in regards to, like, he's got next week. This will be enough now. It was the Isaiah Bond play in the Raiders game, and then it was the Fannin touchdown in yesterday's game. Once he hit that Fannin touchdown, I said, okay, I don't have to sweat about the post game. I know he's going to at least be able to have the Titans game, and then we'll go from there.
Now, I think we got to go to line three here, because if you guys missed the show on Wednesday, I lost my mind when I thought James Madison head coach Bob Chesney, who at that point was the odds-on favorite. I kept saying second favorite, second best odds to be the Penn State head coach. On Wednesday, during the show, the odds had shifted that he was actually going to be the guy. Turns out the rest of the weekend happened, and he's the new head coach at UCLA. But I mocked Bob Chesney. And it says Robert Chesney right here from Robert Chesney's Used Car Emporium is calling in. Coach, welcome to the show. Is that you?
No. Hello, sirs. This is Robert Chesney. I'm the father of Bob and Kenny Chesney.
How you do, sir?
I'm very, very well, sir. I'd just like to say I heard you talking about my boy Bob, and I just want to let you know he never wanted to be called Robert or Bob. He was always Bob Chesney. And we realized very early on he couldn't carry a tune like his brother Kenny. Oh, heck. He couldn't carry a tune any more than I could carry Ken Carmen. It's just outrageous. But Bob Chesney, you want to talk about him going to UCLA? Why would you diminish my boy for flying cross-country to make millions of dollars a year just to go for 7 wins, get fired, and get paid to do nothing?
That's fair. You know what?
He wants to know.
You know what? Mr. Robert Chesney, on air, I'm going to say I apologize to Robert Chesney, to Bob, not Bobby Chesney, and to Kenny Chesney. His music's still terrible, but he makes a lot of money doing it, and that is the American dream.
I got to ask you, Mr. Chesney, what line of occupation did you find yourself in?
Oh, I'm Robert Chesney. You should come on down to Robert Chesney's Used Car Emporium. We have the best deals. We got a 1998 Tahoe on special today. It's only got a couple of dents, but she runs just fine.
All right, Mr. Robert Chesney, we say thank you, sir.
That's how I think of your son, too. Thank you.
That was like Dusty Rhodes.
It got Southern.
But there was also a little MLK in there.
I don't know. I heard it. I heard it, too. Yeah, I thought we were doing it.
I heard it too. Talk about the craziest conspiracy theories. MLK never was assassinated, but he retired and adopted two children named Kenny. and Bob, and one became Kenny Chesney and one became Bob Chesney.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.